So we never made a decision on which of you two want to chair this meeting or future finance committee meetings. So you want me to flip a coin
Pointing,
to
she's pointing at me, so
be very happy if Rick would do it.
I'll take the first shift.
Okay, and then
Does that
Rick.
mean I have to do the reading?
No.
Oh.
Okay, good. Already a step up from the fire drill.
The advantage of being a chair, Rick, is you can tell anyone what you want done.
Amen.
Okay. The fire board used to have a process of like opening the meeting and reading and the various intro and concluding sentences. If we don't have to do that, then I will eschew. Okay, but I am to walk us through the agenda then.
Yeah,
Yeah, you
through
through the
if you're
call
not
to order and
comfortable,
all that.
if you're not comfortable today because of not knowing what you're just were tasked with, I'm happy to, under your direction, walk through the agenda. So it's up to you.
Oh, I can wing it. Let's see. So I need to call the meeting to order. This is
Yes.
the KCSD regular meeting of the Finance Committee, March 23rd, 2026. We'll do roll call. I am Director Artis.
I'm Director
And our first item is public comment. Is there anyone on the meeting?
No public comment.
No public comment. None in the room. Let's see. Next item is the adoption of consent items.
Which is just the minutes from
June 4th,
when,
25. Yeah,
right?
from
And let me tell you that our attorney has said there's nothing wrong in this example for Sarah to approve the minutes, even though she wasn't there and not part of the committee.
Okay. Let's see. So, motion, do we need a formal motion to approve the consent items?
Yeah.
Okay, I move that we approve the consent items.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Man, you're rolling along.
See?
This could be a fast one, although we'll get bogged down later.
The
Oh.
Hello, welcome. Finance team.
It's the finance meeting. Come on in. Have a seat.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Someone just okay. Go ahead, David.
did someone just enter the room?
Yes.
Is that
Katie.
Katie? Hey, Katie Gluck. She's on the EPC.
You want to scoot back into the camera, you look like you don't have to. Okay, the next item on the agenda is committee announcements. That was, I guess, the notice of the January meeting that was canceled due to a lack of quorum when yours truly was unable to show.
No.
Let's see, is there anything that we need to actually approve on that? That's just information.
Information.
Okay, thank you. No other remaining old business, new business. The Finance Committee protocol approval and review is first on the agenda. David, do you want to introduce that?
Yeah, Mary did a good job of putting the protocol together. We have something similar for the EPC meet group, and what we need is the two of you, if you have any adjustments that you want to make in this, let's do it And then we would present this to the board at the April meeting, and it'll just be for future reference in regard to this committee conducting itself.
Yeah, the only question that I had in this was we don't actually call out the El Cerrito contract review, which has typically been both from a proposal and a reconciliation review, somewhat detail-oriented and time-consuming, as long as that's considered part of the protocol. Then that can just be considered in our purview based on this. But I just want to make sure that that's a thing that is intending to happen under this protocol.
I'll let Mary respond to that.
Yes. So that would be really, since it goes into the budget, part of the review of budget preparation and monitoring, and also development of financial forecasts, because that would factor into it. So we tried to keep the protocols broad enough to kind of capture everything that would fall within those.
I thought as much, but I just wanted to check.
Yeah, no problem.
Sarah, do you have any questions or comments?
I do not.
So just to round out what we're presenting here, especially in regard to meetings and staffing, the thought process would be that your general manager and assistance from our financial people, input from the chiefs and such would do a draft for a respective fiscal year budget. And then, according to the government code, we would present that budget, a draft budget, to the board on the at the May meeting. So we would be looking to meet with the finance committee and go over this. I don't know, Mary, what would you say, late April?
Late April. Sometimes the El Cerrito fee isn't ready until early May, so it would
So
depend on that
somewhere in there.
timing. Yeah.
And then the thought process would be somewhere in the middle of the fiscal year, to a review of how we're doing fiscal financially. That's the thought of the meetings that are noted in this protocol and the reason behind them. I would like to make a note to the committee that Karn and Melissa, who are the two that handle finances with Mary and I's oversight, I believe are doing a great job. There's been some challenges with the consolidation of becoming one entity, but we're moving along. So I can say I feel good about that, especially what I went through when I first arrived at the KPPCSD. So if both of you are okay with the protocols, we'd appreciate a motion, and then we'll bring that to the board.
Go ahead with the question.
You guys hear me, or do I need to unmute?
Maybe.
Yeah,
Oh, I can
how's
hear
the
you.
sound, guys?
Yeah, it sounds fine.
Okay. So just to further clarify, primary responsibility for reconciliation still is going to rest with the main finance department, Karn and Melissa, with the oversight, and we're just, this committee serves as an extra pair of eyes on that process, essentially.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm fine with protocols.
We you know, that's a really good question, and that's a primary question that the board should always be aware of, and that you don't have one dictator, so to speak, within your organization that's controlling everything, and we're not. And actually, I even failed to mention that we're even better situated now because because Rosa is assisting Karn in regard to making deposits and also collecting invoices that she forwards to Karn. So there's even another set of eyes that sees a lot. And just so the two of you understand, separate from, well, let me put it down. Let me reword it. When you break down costs, invoices by department, the police have a couple of layers in before it even gets to me. The lieutenant is reviewing invoices, followed by the chief. And then, of course, I review all the invoices. When it comes to fire, Mary is basically reviewing invoices and assist and along with me, and so that Karn knows that what she can pay on that side of it. Parks and solid waste and administrative costs, they flow through me with Karn, not only paying the bills, but questioning if there's something she doesn't understand. I think that's a more detailed answer to your question, Sarah, but I thought it would be good for both of you to know that.
Yeah, thank you.
I
And I
think.
think kind of along those lines, if I can just briefly step into kind of what Rick was referring to about the El Cerrito contract reconciliation specifically. I think the finance committee spent a lot of time on that in prior years, but now with El Cerrito having a newer finance director and team that really got much more familiar with the contract and reconciliation, I think we've made a lot of progress there, such that we now have a finance team internally that will filter that before it gets to the finance committee.
Yeah, I'm really hoping the exercise that we went through last year, I mean, that was really good for Kensington. The stuff we caught in that meeting saved every household a lot of money, but I'm really hoping that that becomes a rarity. It's just very easy, given the nature of the contract and the way reconciliation works. It's very easy for a mistake to be made. So hopefully we get a better system. But the main thing I think that the process serves is transparency for people who end up sitting down and reviewing all this afterwards. And so that's, I think, our gift. We do it so that people don't have to go through it, but then they can see the result at the end. So for me, that's the best aspect of it is just that. Somebody gets to look at it, and there's a place for the community to go to get a comment out of, this when it's reviewed in detail, because it tends to go by pretty fast at the larger board meeting. So I'm pretty happy with that as a process. If it gets more streamlined, and especially if the categories stop changing every year and the reconciliation process itself gets more streamlined, that should be pretty automatic.
Yeah, I think, Rick, I hope I agree with what you're saying. I would say that both from Sarah's standpoint and my standpoint, there might be a little more of a learning curve, in regard to the initial discussion when we get ready to do that this year.
Yeah, by all means, I think just imagine that the vast majority of the community have way less clue than you two coming in. And so every time that we do this, some part of the community learns from it. For I'll just tell you, for me, it was like climbing up a mountain, as far as a learning curve went.
That kind of brings up a potential issue as I'm thinking about it, because the service on this committee is a 1 year term, right? And if, people regularly kind of roll off and every year have to get up to date, it just seems a little inefficient. Is there any kind of document or instruction that we could create if we don't already have that would streamline, reconcile all of this to just like be your training, quick, just in case there is like frequent turnover on this committee. I mean, I don't, I would hate for staff to waste all this time training and then, someone rolls off.
Well, that's a good point. Maybe we could make that work. I've done this twice only, and it's been different each time a little bit, in part because you're comparing to reconciliation templates that change because it goes back 2 years. So you compare to one and then two. So I think we could create such a thing.
Unless with the consolidation and the more robust accounting and finance department, it makes more sense to sort of limit the scope review of this committee to just, we're the community eyes on it. We're going through it, but we don't have to necessarily be expert in it. It's another pair of eyes, and the expertise and the process rests with staff. Because it just seems like, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's
That's
terrible.
how it should be. I
That's
mean,
how it
that's.
should be, and then it should be transparently visible. But what turns out is it's really a little bit
That's
complicated,
the thing. That's my
and so
worry.
you end up kind of having to learn a lot to make what is in the end a very simple assessment. Oh, that's how it works. That's fine. So where we can, and if they're changing the way they're doing it from the El Cerrito side, I'm kind of hoping that will take a lot of it out, but the contract itself, the reconciliation categories, all of that, which were part of an actual contract in its early days, that could be amended by agreement and then was, but wasn't always captured. So this is
So,
a thing we just have to be aware of. The contract itself is a little,
well, what if the process became simplified, and so like in the way that a budget is submitted to us with some explanation and flags and notes from the GM, the reconciliation is essentially done with notes, by staff, and then flagged to us to review and kind of, study, have in advance of these meetings, but just limit the scope such that the work and the, and the sort of review falls with those qualified, more qualified and likely to remain, than us. And then so we review it more as we would a budget, with notes, with some explanation, with some context, but not like we're the, you know what I mean? Not such a deep dive by the committee. I just don't feel like that's like the sustainable long-term practice.
I agree. But to get there, it'll be a little bit of a slog.
Is there a
So,
one-page explainer you could do or something?
yeah.
Just want to simplify this for
Maybe
everybody.
Mary and I could work on
Yeah, just a, literally one-page explainer.
So I have a lot of staff reports from prior years that I could pick and pull information from that would probably accomplish that.
Okay. If that's not too big of a burden on the GMs, I
Oh,
just,
okay.
it just seems like.
The Mary, the other big question in my mind, if I'm understanding correctly, is El Cerrito now has a finance director that's responsible for this, whereas that was a hole last year. Is that
Well, they
accurate?
changed. They changed staff, and I can't remember if that was last year or the year before, but I think the chief was able to draw upon a lot more resources in finance, where I'm not sure if that didn't occur in the past, but it seems like the new finance director got much more up to speed on the contract and the reconciliation, and assisted with it. And then they had a new finance system, so that kind of was a little bit of transition for them as well. So I think that we won't see those issues that we had with the reconciliation not coming through with the correct numbers. For instance, one of the challenges that came through was as the city continues to update their budget changes, but the fee schedule hasn't changed. So when you look to the budget, it's the original budget that they used to bill us for rather than what their current budget might be. So now their finance staff knows that. It's just kind of unusual. for them to be
Right,
looking
maybe
at it.
that's actually the one thing that's really weird is because of the way it comes as a proposal and then the way reconciliation works, there's this 2-year backwards looking process that gets updated. And that alone is source of a bunch of the problematic pieces. So, David, that's the part that's been tricky. Which categories are supposed to be passed through with what percentage charge? That process is part forward looking and then part backward looking. Affiliations.
Yeah, no,
And
I get it. I mean,
there's
I'm not saying I get it, but I get it.
So just at a super high level, without knowing anything more than that, mistakes can happen. And the Chief's a lot more familiar with it this year than last year. And I'm a little more familiar with it, having done it 2 years in a row. So I can also maybe even help. I mean, maybe Mary and I, you should start with Mary, but maybe Mary and I can both help. I tried to keep some written notes of where we caught mistakes that were really easy to make and how I went through looking for incongruity that could lead to mistakes. And that's really all it was about. And the better the process gets on the front end and the more organized about reconciliation we are, the more straightforward it is. So that's the, at a high level, that's what has to happen. At a detailed level, it's you go down a rabbit hole, and if you're lucky, you come out.
Well, and the beauty of it this year is now we have Melissa and Karm that can take a first, view of the reconciliation, and they can track it to find any discrepancies really quickly.
They're both very good at doing that.
You know, the
So
other
this
thing
will be
we could
good for
really
them.
do to help people, Mary, is tell them what the categories are. Like, just the language used in that template is so easy to not understand and be, and just what the cheat sheet is of what does that line mean? Why is that cost different from this cost? They look like they're about the same thing. And those were questions that Jim and I had at one point, and Jim found one of them just perniciously confusing. You remember we went around and around for half an hour, and I think about halfway through, I got what the chief was saying, and then it made sense to me. But that was a longer discussion than it had to be if we just laid it out for people. So that's where a cheat sheet would really help.
Absolutely.
Here's why we need this.
We can include some kind of reference information along with the El Cerrito contract fee schedule and reconciliation when it comes time for that next meeting.
That'd be good. Let's see. Oh, I
had one above the contract. Is there, I knew this for the fire department, but now I don't know this for KCSD. Do we have a statutory or policies and procedures deadline for the budget?
Yes.
When is that?
The government code asks that you have a balanced budget approved by the end of June, but there's a caveat. Is it September, Mary, that you're allowed to go to?
But that's on the fire code, right? I don't know that that's in community services district code. So
That's why I'm
what
asking.
yeah and so it won't need to apply, but so here's what that is. So we have in per the fire code, you have to have a preliminary budget approved by the end of June. Then by September, no later than October 1st, you have to have a final budget adopted. For our purposes, that gave El Cerrito the chance to get us their final fire services fee, unless in case, because as we're doing our budget, they're still finalizing their budget. So if their fee budget changes such that the fire fee would change, they have through September to get us the updated one. So if there's some large difference that they need to incorporate into their fee, they would do that. So for our purposes now, we'll just have a budget adopted by the end of June. If we need
Yeah.
to have a budget amendment, at some point in time, we can certainly do that.
That's the plan. Yeah.
That's helpful. Thank you. Sorry, taking my own notes just to make sure I get it, because sometimes it's a lot. Okay. If you
So,
want, you and I could sit and I could show you anything. But
Sarah, oh, so the camera does something weird. Okay, there. What,
okay.
have
I can
Sarah
also put
wave her
my.
hand.
I can also.
Like,
It doesn't. Oh, I
yeah.
can also do this. Is this
It,
better?
if you
Sure.
can, if you can get into view of the camera a little bit and like wave your hand. I don't understand why it does that. It's trying to follow because Rick waved his hands and is trying to follow him. So
That
I
works.
don't know. At least you're in
Oh,
the screen now, so that's
okay.
good. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know
Zoom
why it's.
lens version also turned on an auto camera focusing thing, which may be trying to control the camera.
Oh, yeah, I heard it move it and then it just won't.
Okay.
Okay,
It works.
we're good. Okay.
Let's see. I don't think.
So on the protocols, did we do approval on those?
We haven't yet, but should you do public comment?
Yeah, but do we need
Oh.
public comment for these? Probably. Katie, would you like to come?
Yeah, it's an item, so and you're gonna
And
vote
we're gonna
on it.
vote to approve it, so.
Yeah.
Is anyone online?
An
Think John.
employee and a consultant are online.
Okay. And
Okay.
then Katie in the room.
Yeah, and Katie, you didn't mind anything. I guess I'll move to approve the Finance Committee protocol.
Second.
Place in favor. Aye. Okay, moving on to the budget recap. I'm assuming one of you actually
Well,
does the presentation, or how do we do that?
I just wanted to run through it, and I'm happy to answer any questions of where we're at right now. But we typically at board meetings, and I'm fine with it, we don't spend much time. It's on the consent calendar. And my mode of operation over my years has been it stays on a consent calendar unless there's a real problem with the financials or some emergency or some catastrophe that's happened that the board needs to be aware of. So what we presented in this committee package is what you saw in your board package, which is the financials for July through February, which is that I think that's about 66% of the budget year, I believe. And what we've Mary and I have attempted to do in working with Karn and Melissa is still provide the board of nine members separate information regarding the balanced statements, the liability and assets with both fire and with police, so to speak, and the other departments. And then what we did is we took the fire department, which was a standalone financial, and we made it a department of the financials for the KCSD. We are still keeping monies separate as we roll through this fiscal year. So when invoices come in, Karn and Rosa and to some degree Melissa, check with Mary and I if they're not sure if it's a fire invoice or a police invoice or a park invoice. Most of the stuff is self-explanatory. And then as we've gone through so far this fiscal year, I'm happy to answer any questions. Interestingly, there was a gentleman that by the name of Craig Rice, he was not on our board meeting this past a couple weeks ago. He was on our board meeting a few weeks ago. He also showed up at the Finance Committee meeting that we unfortunately could not have. And I've spoken with him on the phone a few times. Him and I were supposed to speak last week because he still had some questions. And I'm telling you this because I think it's relative that you, as a Finance Committee, are also aware. If you look at the line item in the police department, overtime is over budget. What Melissa has done and will continue to do through this fiscal year is show what the actual overtime is on the line item that's designated it over as overtime. But she's going to be putting a subline under there of what grant money we've recouped from the CHP grant that offsets that overtime. The problem, and it's not a problem, but the thing to take into consideration is that the overtime is obviously live in when people get paid. The reimbursement from CHP lags behind. There will also be line items for the remainder of this year regarding the police vehicles that we received under the grant because we had to pay for them and then we get reimbursed. And that doesn't appear, it'll appear in the March statements. We've received a significant amount of money from the CHP grant covering those vehicles. So that's the police department, obviously, is the biggest line overall department, separate from the fire in expenditures. And I would say overall we're doing well. I'm not sure if you look on the line item for the leasing of vehicles under police.
Yeah, I had a few questions about that and what you brought up about grant reimbursement. There's something in here and I wasn't aware of that. So you're touching on two topics that I had. But both the vehicle purchase and the accessories were, fleet related expenses are high given where we are. And so I wanted to ask about that because I know there was grant targeting them. So it is helpful just because the percentages on those categories jump out at you, right?
So on the fleet, which is number 561 in the current chart of accounts, and the vehicle lease 563. I'm still working on those because I believe we may have just made an error on the budgeting for the vehicle lease because I'm not finding why we're so off kilter on that line item. The fleet maintenance does have some grant monies charges in that that'll be offset, but I believe I'm not I don't believe I would tell you that the majority of why we're over budget on that is simply I don't believe we estimated the cost of fuel with all of our vehicles being it all of having a full slate of officers on the beat all the time, so to speak. And then the maintenance and repair, I think, has also been more than what we budgeted. So there are a couple items. Those two line items, we definitely, I'll be working with the chief as we look at next year, and being more accurate in what we're doing.
So typically, when we did a mid-year budget versus actuals, we would note those things and understand them better? Would that would be part of our normal process?
Yeah, in the past, I've tried to give a 6 month overview to the board. I'm not sure due to, I think there was some extenuating circumstances on timing for me to do that. And but yeah, I mean, the bigger picture in my mind is the overall budget out of whack that's going to cause a deficit? And the answer is no for this fiscal year. The smaller picture is the specific line items, and where are they off kilter? And I believe that it is beneficial for the board to just at least be made aware of those things.
Yeah, for me, if we know we're going to be over budget by $50,000 on a net set of a couple of items, for whatever reason, we can just leave it like that. But minimally, it's an easy thing to drill down in the finance committee mid-year and then provide an explanation. And if the board proper wants to adjust the budget overall or recognize there's going to be some give and take in terms of how we meet the budget, then that gets properly teed up for the next board meeting, I guess, with a certain level of pre-work. Does that make sense? Am I thinking about it the way you are, David?
Well, I guess the question is, I'm not trying to be facetious, but how much does the board care about, at what level do they care? And I don't have a problem if this committee, you and Sarah, gave me direction, which I would pass on to the new general manager. Hey, the board may not have the time to get into budget versus actual details that impact the line item but don't impact the overall budget. I'm more than happy to always bring that to the finance committee's attention. I don't know if it's worth asking the board of nine if they want a written report every month to go with the financials on specific line items.
Well, let me ask you this. What would you think, say, over time? I mean, let me put it this way. In the KPPCSD in years gone by, overtime would be a pretty substantive item for public comment where people would want to know, how are we controlling these costs? Right. And in part, the finance committee that used to exist was put in place so that answers would be forthcoming at the board. And if something needed to be done, then here's a rub, then it got teed up in an orderly fashion. And it wasn't just people showing up at a meeting to complain, but it was actually about identifying potential problems early and potential solutions.
Which,
That
which
would we do that?
let me interrupt you for a second here, Rick, because prior to you getting on, overtime has been brought up, addressed, and brought up again and addressed.
Okay,
And
true.
I'm saying that because there were different reasons for the circumstances of overtime. So my big answer to you is there should always be an explanation of overtime, especially when it goes over the line item of what's budgeted. I could be wrong, but I think verbally I've mentioned about the overtime a couple of times at board meetings over this current fiscal year. I guess what might be safer is, and I'm happy to take direction from the two of you, is Do I put something in a narrative financial report with the financials to have a written record of that? Do I put something in my general manager's report to have a written record of that? I'm open for suggestions, because we are accountable. Well, I'm accountable to the nine of you, and we're all accountable to the community of Kensington. And I, the last thing, I we have things really good right now, and I do not want people making a wrong assumption. I'd rather be transparent and tell them what's going on, even if possibly it's not good news, but they have a right to know. It's their money. So I will, I mean, I'm not trying to, I've just had the feeling that the board of nine has not had that much interest in the financials. And you know, I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but that's, I never get asked questions about them.
David, I think that
Yeah.
I mean, given that it is one of our primary responsibilities as board members, I think we have to make sure that we are addressing it. But we have the large board, so what I find helpful, and I feel like Mary, you do this to an extent in the fire board side, is just flagging next to the line item, putting a little note in red or something that sort of says, gives a brief explanation if something looks a little off, and then that brings the eyes to it, and then it can be a point of discussion if it needs to be. Otherwise, it does, it's just, it's there, it's transparent, and it doesn't get missed because there is a lot of stuff to go through and board members may miss it. It does help to have. David, I find it helpful in your ASIs when you sort of you flag very briefly if there are issues with things. I just think that we can, as much as it's not super fun to review the financial statements and budgets and all that, like that it is a major responsibility. So I kind of feel like we have to make sure that it is, we allow the space to address it in a way where in a contained and efficient manner. Maybe the
Okay.
consent calendar isn't always the best place for it. Maybe some of the time it is. I mean, I really think that's going to have to be the discretion of the general manager to say, like, look, there's enough here, or I know this community well enough to know that this might raise, or maybe if a board member has reviewed it and raised a concern, it doesn't have to be like every month it's consent calendar or the other way around. I really think it's got to be the GM's discretion. But I do find that a brief note next to the line item for troublesome or flagging or potentially controversial thing, should be is helpful from a review standpoint for a board
We'll
member.
do. We'll start doing that.
It's gonna be brief, like.
And just with context, right? Like one of the frustrating things used to be someone would say, well, this number is at 200% and we're at mid-year and it's $6,000 over a $3,000 ask. And okay, that
Isn't a huge number.
it's not a huge number. You
Right.
can't worry about that kind of stuff all of the time. Sometimes a little bit of context every once in a while, just to say that is helpful. But then, okay, the fleet related expenses jumped out to me, and some of those are, for two-thirds of the way through the year, they're 158%, and that's some thousands of dollars. Not a huge number, but then what's the context for the fleet related expenses? What you just provided in this meeting is super helpful.
Yeah. Okay.
And only took a few minutes. I don't know. I feel like that goes a long way.
Yeah.
And there'll be a lot of discussion because it's also a bit of like there's a little, I mean, there's some onus on board members and help and members of the public to know how to read a financial statement too. So like to look, well, okay, if I see that this number is high, I know to look over here and see what is it for. Same with reading the police report. If they have our crime jumps 200%, but we have one incident, it we can't like hold the hands too much. So really, that's why I really advocate for discretion from the GM to use good judgment, common sense.
Let me ask something. I don't know if this is going to make it better or worse, but monthly Monthly printouts are fine. It's hard to do budget versus actuals and have monthly mean anything. You could spend so much time giving context that it actually all gets lost in the wash. But could we do quarterly BVAs where everybody knows, okay, here's the monthly expenses, and then every few months there's a more fulsome quarterly budget versus actuals? Given where our accounting stuff is right now, that probably isn't hard.
Are you saying a quarter, like a more detailed quarterly report?
Well, a lot, it doesn't have to be a lot more detailed than what you have here in terms of the numbers. Just where are we this quarter and where are we year to date in the budget versus actuals, but to do it on a quarterly basis.
Okay. Yeah. That I'm fine with that.
Okay, I'm not, again, what I was trying to do is get us out of the month-to-month
Yeah,
view,
no, it's
but make
good.
it easier for you to give context and people can take it in bite-sized chunks. Wait, hey, this is 2 quarters in a row. These things are over or under. What's up with that? It makes it easier to see in
Yeah.
like the bigger chunks.
Let me give it a try. That sounds good.
Okay. You got to, patrol car accessories was on my list just because that's the single biggest, overage for the year at 547%. But that's actually a good sized dollar. That's, what is it? 56, 57K. So I was assuming that we had a lot more vehicles and we were adding to them. But context there, most of that it looks like came very recently.
Yeah, and so that's, I'm not sure when we're going to get reimbursed on the accessory part. I know we're going to get a chunk of, we already got a chunk of money for the vehicles, but we're going to get a chunk of money also for the outfitting that they do, the accessories. So I would look for the March. When we end March, working with Melissa, I would look for a more detailed balance of money in, money out on some of these line items where you're asking me about that I've addressed also.
Okay, super. And it's funny, sometimes the agita in the community builds up, and then when it comes out, it's with this sense of annoyance. And what I would hope, and you may have just been experiencing it with respect to the overtime discussion, but what I would hope is that this is a way of keeping the buildup from happening, and then there's something easy to refer people to.
Well, yeah, I mean, Rick, I can tell you from personal experience when I first arrived, and Sarah may recall this, there was no financials being generated. So everyone was in the dark for the KPP CSD, which made even people more suspicious. So I would encourage all of us to continue to work to the umpteenth degree to be transparent in providing information. And like I said, yeah, I'll give you an example. Legal fees, I keep thinking they're going to go away and they just don't. For us, because of the CalPERS audit. So they're there, and sometimes they're showing over budget, and there's an explanation that I've given to individuals one-on-one, and there's an explanation when I've done my reports to the board. So it is what it is.
Well, there was a time when people clamored to be on the old finance committee, and financial modelers were building models and,
Yeah.
tracking futures. And I was sadly one of the first people to actually get the audited financials and systematize that back in the day. But it was, for various reasons, it's gone like this. I would love to have it just be on a more even keel, but.
Yeah, and my and Mary, you might have some input on this from the fire side, but I believe that we've really calmed a lot of the community down with where we are, not only just in financials, but in overall operations.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. We went through a lot and tried to make the reports more user-friendly and describe them better. So I think we got through a lot of it.
I think just, yeah, we've made, large strides in professionalizing all of our systems and staff and, protocols, and it's just infinitely better than when I started. And I think we will continue as a consolidated district to just get even better. And I think as long as we do that and, it really keep it sort of, I think, sort of staff focused and supporting that and doing what we can to ensure, a really, robust, capable staff, sort of long term, that's the best thing we can do for kids even.
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, I had a vision long ago. I probably shouldn't share this, but because of the work that the old ad hoc committee that led to this board being consolidated, we actually had a picture of all the money we'd taken in and what we'd spent it on in the KBPCSD and the KFB. For the first time ever, and it went back about 20 years at that point. So we could actually see sort of what the trajectory of our spend had been versus time. And just being able to do that for the community, which was really actually hard, but as part of that committee process and put it all in a constant framework, now that we are one board, we actually have a data set for the two boards combined in one place that is sort of a historical retrospective. And we could, now that we're one board, put that all into one context and put it on the website so the community can actually see this is historically how your governance has taken money in and has spent it on the community. And I would. It's not that hard once you get it set up. It was hellish to set up, but I would love to have that. You know, when my time on the board ends, let's just say, I would love to have that as a legacy that the district gives the community. Is this is the financial, and it's basically what Ridgeline did a much better job of, that we could use as a template for going forward and just fit the old stuff into that. And I think there's a real value to that if we could pull it off. Even just updating what Ridgeline does and filling in actuals every year,
Yeah.
projecting spend. Just think about that. That's real transparency.
I Mary might have a thought, but to me, that's the easiest way to address it is have work with Dimitri in updating his projections to actuals as we keep on moving forward.
Yeah, and we had talked with him about that, I
We
think,
have.
when we had a question, and he suggested waiting a little bit
Yeah, he
to
did.
where he thought there would be enough of a change to make it worth it.
Right.
So
Yeah.
yeah, I think that's great.
But this is really just once you get it going, it's like a very rapid once a year thing based on the audited financials. And that's enough. People like me can make graphs till the cows come home once it's in his spreadsheet. Okay, that's maybe that's a segue into fiscal year 26, 27.
Sure. And I wanted to make a few comments about that. The big picture is Mary and I will be working on that in the very near future. The process involves the police chief. He works on his budget, his line items, and then him and I go over it. Melissa and Karn assist greatly with payroll and payroll taxes and benefits and projecting those costs out. And then it's a matter of compiling it. We're working with Melissa. Mary and I are working with Melissa on a chart of accounts, trying to streamline numbers to go with departments. And the example I would give is let's talk about consulting fees. Your department is the first two would be the first two digits. So 01 might be administration, 02 might be police, 03 might be fire, 04 might be parks, 05 might be solid waste. But then you keep for consulting, you keep the same last three digits, which is the way I've operated at a number of different agencies. I don't know how KPPCSD came up with a chart of accounts, and the fire district, Mary can explain, has been ma mainly descriptions. So that's what Melissa and Mary and I have had some discussions on. We're trying to get organized for that purpose of putting together the fiscal year 27 budget, and that will be what will be brought back to the Finance Committee. As the two of you, I'm sure, can imagine, it's not just looking at history, it's also trying to project what else is going on. And we're going to have to do some projections with the changes in some personnel that will be happening. So it's as far as I'm concerned, it's up to us staff and consultants to present to the you and Sarah as the Finance Committee what a draft is that you can then second guess us or ask questions or whatever you want to do to us. And I don't want to diminish the advantage of an extra set of eyes. I think that's important. The first year I worked on a budget with the KPPCSD, as you mentioned, Rick, there was no finance committee, but what I did because Gail Caldwell was very concerned about a number of things. I invited her and David, actually, I think Spath and Rod, I think, to
Yes,
just be
sir.
an, yeah, to be an extra set of eyes for us. And we had a few good discussions. So I think it'll be great. And I really think I messed up on the leasing of the vehicle. So I can blame it on you, Rick, if it happens again.
Well, let's just see, but go with God in terms of creating a framework, right? And if we can help somehow just to look at it, great.
Yeah, definitely.
You guys have done this. I mean, in part, we are supposed to be a resource for the district. And what you did with somebody like Rob,
Yeah.
who's a good pair of eyes, we can do in the context of the Finance
Oh,
Committee.
that's what our expectations will be.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but not only just the two of us, we can call in folk to say, hey, we'd actually like to have commentary. Now, if that's more awkward to do in a public meeting than to do as a working product with individuals, okay, fine. But what I'm saying is that tapping into the resources of the community is an
Well,
important way for this committee to help.
yes. Yeah, so keep in mind two things that every time we have a finance committee meeting, that's open to the public and it's posted. So we would encourage people to be there for that. And then the second thing is we have to hold a public hearing on the budget prior to approving it. That is a public session.
No, I know, but I was thinking, you asked a few people to have a pair of eyes on something just to make sure it was okay. If you're going to build a categorical framework for all budgets, forward-looking budgets to fit into, and you want a couple of extra pair of eyes besides us, we could do that in the context of a finance committee meeting. Your call. I'm just saying what you did in the past was probably a good thing. Go ahead, Mary.
I think you probably did that in the past, largely because you didn't have a finance
Yeah,
committee.
maybe so. Maybe we're enough.
Yeah, like people
And
do
we,
that. All right.
yeah, and we have a lot more staff resources now, so they'll be able to take that first run at having a set of eyes. So that you're having a set of eyes to review will be a lot more cursory. You'll look at things and see something that doesn't make sense. You'll ask us a question, but we would have filtered out more of the detail numbers before they get to you. So
Okay,
I
sounds
think we'll have
good.
a great process.
Good.
That's pretty much what I had to bring to the table today.
Had in my head one thing we had to talk about for the future agenda and blocks.
Oh. So we have future agenda items. I think that's what you're looking at.
Yeah.
We just list it in case there's something that we want to kind of we've done this to just flag for the future meeting, next meeting. We know that budget would be coming up at that meeting.
I was able to remember it had to do with the next audited financials.
Which would take place after the end of this fiscal year by Nigro and
Correct.
Nigro.
Yes.
So this will be, I guess, especially complicated question mark,
I
given
don't,
that.
but I don't think so.
We don't
Yeah.
think so because Paul is familiar with both our operations, and it's not that complicated auditing them together because he has to pull out the different parts of it anyway.
And the
Will
beauty of it
there?
is that we started working at the fireside. We started working on the same version of QuickBooks that KCSD is working on, so that we will be able to integrate those a lot easier. So I think that takes away a lot of the complication.
Is there any where categories are effectively going to get merged at the level of the audited financials? Is that going to be pretty seamless then? Because you're going to essentially have two structures, you're going to merge into one. Will this year's books be effectively kept separate by department, including administrative staff, or how will it work? I guess that's.
So I think for administrative staff for this fiscal year, the one we're currently in, because we're not going to make the change yet, right, David?
Right.
So that will be where fi the fire fund still has our fire administrative costs within it, and police would be that. I think you already have an administrative category, David. But then next year, next fiscal year, the 26-27 is when you'd see that merged into an administration.
Okay.
Did I get that right, David?
Yeah. Now, how Paul and his staff at Nigro and Nigro want to do it. What I have found in some cases, they pull out line items and put it in what they consider to be a government,
Government-wide.
a standard category for meeting all the different laws they have to, the GASB laws they have to follow. But Paul has worked with both Mary and I over the years, so and like Mary said, we're giving him. I was very impressed with how easy, and that's a loose term, but how easy it was to give Paul and his staff QuickBooks and maybe I'm not saying it technically correct, but turn over our files to them. And Melissa, I mean, she did a lot of work in working with the auditors that it was a piece of cake as compared to what the district has gone through in prior years. And I expect it to even be simpler for both fire and CS and PPCSD stuff as we close out the books for this coming year. Keeping, I Mary brought up something important. When we move over to the budget for next fiscal year, one of the critical aspects is pulling out of the fire department budget administrative cost and putting that in a separate department for administration. So your fire department is probably going to look very different in the standpoint of what line items the fire department actually incurs, other than the big contract, obviously. And that's pretty much what we do with the police department is specific line items that are chargeable to the police are because the police, that's what the police need or use, as opposed to support, which is in the administrative category. That parallels to the fact that all the property tax monies will be placed, projected property tax revenue will be placed in the administrative line item and not in a fire line item or a police line item. And there's a few reasons for that. The governmental agencies have been blasted in the past. If you put your property tax money toward in the police budget, in the police department, or your fire budget in the fire department, and you realize you have some money that you could use for parks, they're going to frown on you pulling it back out again. And that's it's general property tax money, and we have the freedom to support all the different departments. But by putting it in the administrative, that gives us such freedom. It also does not give a misconception to the state of California specifically that we're well funded, for example, in fire, or we're well funded in police. It shows actually that that general property taxes have to move, be moved over to support those different departments. So you'll see that, and there'll be explanations for it when we all get together.
And
Okay, the only
that follows the fiscal study. That's how Dimitri Ridgeline, that's how he set it up, because he is following that logic. So if you look back to the fiscal study, that's how he set it up, the joint fiscal study.
Right. All that's good, as long as we always keep the special taxes for police and fire
Oh yeah.
distinct, right?
No, that's a whole different the way the county keeps track of our funds, those special taxes have their own fund designation as opposed to the property taxes. And that will go in the correct department. So parks receives fund money, police receives special tax money, and the fire department receives special tax money. And those will be line items in those respective departments.
Okay, good. That all makes
The
good sense to me.
other thing that we will make be making a transition to is in our solid waste. As this and this was a direction from some legal work we had done, and it was also direction from Paul at Nigro and Nigro. When we conclude this current fiscal year, well, let me take a step back. The Solid Waste Department is considered a
Enterprise fund.
thank you. Man, that blew
Welcome.
out of my mind. An enterprise fund. So when The fiscal year ends if we make an assumption that it will end with us being having taken in more money than we expended. We will create a enterprise account for that, and then year to year, that will be a report to the board. Money in, money out, but it's specific for that enterprise fund based on needs. Someone asked me what happens if the franchise fees we collect over a number of years just starts growing and we start taking in all sorts of money, and I don't know if that'll happen, but somewhere down the road, and I would say it's probably not until 5 or 10 years from now, that the board may have to look at that and say we're just not needing that amount of franchise fee money and negotiate something with the hauler on reducing that. But based on the state of California and their laws and all the requirements, I don't foresee that happening over a stretch of time.
Okay, yeah, I know that topic has come up
Yes.
when I was involved with KPOA. That was always a
Yep.
topic to be considered, and so
Yeah.
it's guaranteed to be a topic in the future, I'm sure. So.
Yeah, and again, I don't I think it's critical because I can't. Sarah, do you remember that woman's name that used to come and talk every meeting about that?
Oh, Del.
Yeah.
Yeah,
AC
I haven't
stuff.
seen her in a while. Yeah,
But
she's done a lot.
I sat down and I met with her, and she something she was dead on about. And it was a failure, and it's past regime, so it's water under the bridge, but it was a failure on management and board's part to address her concerns in a transparent matter and also to make some changes. And that's what we've been doing.
Can I circle back to future agenda items for me, and then probably
Yeah.
So how do we address, or are we going to plan for in 26, 27, any kind of monies committed to potential exploration of a new police building location, blah blah blah? I mean, it's kind of the elephant in the room. I mean, that's still, I mean, if we have nothing in the budget relating to that exploration or topic, I mean, how do we address that?
Well, I think what you're reminding me is I should send out an email to all directors to individually contact me if they have any budget line item requests for next year.
I
So
mean, well,
what?
yeah. Yeah, I mean, yes, because we're just, I mean, obviously we're far off from knowing what, if any, structure would be built or any of that, but even just for consultants or for some, just hopefully something is happening in that department to get us closer to figuring this out. So, just, yeah, that's.
And one component of that too, I think we have that. Well, the plan is for a new general manager to go through a strategic planning process. So that could potentially be an item on that list. I mean, I would suspect it would be to some degree. So any kind of budget amendment could be done at that time if dollars are identified through a strategic planning process.
Yeah, unfortunately, what Mary's saying is I think we all thought maybe the timing would have been prior to us working on this fiscal year budget, and that's just not going to happen. But the combination of what Mary's saying and getting reminders from board members, such as what you're saying, Sarah, is fine. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. I centered myself on the topic of a new building just because I wasn't sure how the finance committee by itself could impact, but maybe they're Maybe there's a way.
planning, just as consultants, even just anything related to that very important issue.
Yeah, and so
It's
like,
going to cost some money just to get us closer to some kind of decision or clarity about it. So, anyway, that yeah, here you, David. I can just add it.
I long for the day when the board sits down and does its strategic planning. And
Yeah.
like,
Yeah, I
I
think it'll be good.
begrudgingly wait for the new GM, but
I feel
it's almost April, and I'm like.
it's going to take that person a while to get caught up on everything, too. So I feel like the strategic plan is not in our near future, unfortunately.
Or we violate our own freedom and we don't wait. And just say, first the board's got to get its act together on behalf of the community, and the community has some things to say. So I don't know. That's not a finance committee topic, though. So I'm
No,
going to nip
that's
it in the
correct.
I'm going to nip it in the bud. This is great. We can have some follow-up too. I can take you through a whole see what it was like. Just
Sounds like a good
I
time.
know nothing but fun.
Okay.
And Mary, if you need me if to help with anything related to that cheat sheet or how we're going to approach it development, just let me know. Otherwise, I'll just
Yeah. Sounds good.
I'll look to you.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, so
Do we have a date for our next meeting? No. So we'll have to
sounded
think
though
about
like it would
that
probably be early May.
end of April, early May. We should probably check in for room availability and then for the chief, his estimate on when the fire fee could be, the fire chief on when the fire fee would be ready.
I miss seeing the chief actually. I hope that's a thing we can do someday too. It's good to get updates from the chief. Okay, with that, I guess we can adjourn this meeting of the KCSC Finance Committee. The next meeting will be posted on the district's website and public locations prior to the.
Correct. Yeah.
All
Thank you
right.
both for
Thank
attending.
you.
Yeah, thanks for an awesome first KCSC Finance meeting.
Thank you.
Sorry, it was not
Good
the
job.
second.
Yes.
See you.
Bye.